a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story, the roads are slushy and snowy. Here and there, we hear about patches of whiteout conditions and drivers. Well, the drivers are taking it slow on the freeways. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is out in the storm in Davis County taking a look around. Amy?
Jeff, it's bitter cold here with the wind, and another blast of the white stuff has just started to fall here in Centerville. There was a short break, but now it is winter again. There's at least half an inch of slush already. I-15, I just got off the freeway a few minutes ago, moving at just a snail's pace. One truck driver also says he just wants people to move and be more careful.
Just slow down a little bit, leave a little extra space, and pay attention. I think those are the big things.
And don't get your hopes up for any relief from the snow. The National Weather Service says the storm will last through tonight and into tomorrow morning. Reporting live in Davis County, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Yeah, driving could be difficult. KSL News Radio's Adam Small with some reminders about how to get home safe.
Sergeant Mark Wyan with the Salt Lake City Police Department says slowing down and increasing the distance you follow another car is a big part in getting home safely. He says if you get into an accident, check on people in both cars and don't hesitate to call 911. Though he says if you get into a minor crash, try to move out of the road and exchange information privately if you're comfortable, since officers will be in high demand with the storm.
You know, I got a text here on the KSL text line that says we're acting like drivers have never seen snow before. This is Utah, not Arizona. Wait. Wait till you see the number of accidents the UHP releases tomorrow. There are going to be quite a few. It's because of other people, so watch out for them on the roads. Keep the speed down. KSL News Time 502, fewer people died on Utah roads over the holiday weekend. UHP says last year there were 4 fatalities statewide. This year, only 1. DUIs were also down by 12%. Parents rushed into Granger Elementary School in West Valley earlier this afternoon. There was a scare at the school earlier today that ended up not being real. Ali Aman says he got the call from his 10-year-old son.
I was kind of scared, you know, because my son just screamed it really loud. He says something happened at the school, you know. I'm in a bus, so that was very scary.
The Granite School District says a teacher called police after hearing what they thought was gunshots, but it was actually just a science experiment in another classroom. Watch your wallet. The financial markets are reacting strongly to COVID protests in China. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, among those protest workers at the world's largest iPhone plant, which was forced to shut down because of the unrest. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the protests could have a major impact on the supply chain.
China's still struggling with COVID. There's an impact on the economy.
The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all closing down about 1.5%. Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano, the world's largest active volcano, has started to erupt for the first time in nearly 4 decades. Ken Hahn at the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory says it may take some time to determine how extensive the eruption will be.
We don't want to try and second guess the volcano. We have to let it actually show us what it's going to do, and then we inform people of what is happening ASAP.
Southwest Airlines has now canceled its flights in and out of Hilo due to volcanic ash in the air. Lava flows have been contained to the summit and haven't been threatening the nearby communities. In Georgia, early voting is underway in a key Senate runoff election. The race pitting incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock against former football star Herschel Walker. The Republican challenger holding a rally today.
We're in a runoff, but I was built for it. Yes, I was built for this.
Senator Warnock also speaking at a college at virtually the same time. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Arizona, they're still fighting over the election in Arizona. The latest development, a county just across from the Mexican border is refusing to certify the election.
In a 2-1 vote today, the Cochise County Board of Supervisors voted to delay certification until they hear more from election officials about issues some voters faced on Election Day. This comes after printer issues caused some ballots to be too difficult to read by tabulators. The board will meet again Friday. The Arizona Secretary of State's office tells KTAR the office will, quote, use all available legal remedies, end quote, to protect voter rights. Patricia Valencia, KTAR News.
KSL News Time, 5:05. It's time for first look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Listen up. Here's Len Thomas.
Lots of snow on the East Belt as well as out west on the Bangor Highway and points out there, as well as I-80 and making your way into Davis and Weber counties. Getting better, but still very slow. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Len. KSL News Time 5:05. Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital has announced they're delaying some pre-scheduled surgeries because of this surge in RSV cases. Dr. Andrew Pavia with Intermountain Primary Children Hospital says there just aren't enough beds.
This has been really an unprecedented surge in RSV, accompanied now by a fairly large amount of influenza. Just over the last week, it's increased quite substantially. And behind all this, COVID is increasing slowly.
Dr. Pavia says keep your kids at home and speak to your doctor if they're sick and having difficulty breathing. Don't call it monkeypox anymore, no. The World Health Organization today announced it's calling the virus Mpox in a move to address stigma. Some people had criticized the use of the word monkeypox as encouraging both racial and sexual prejudice. The World Health Organization asked the public to submit alternate names earlier this year, and Mpox beat out other suggestions, including Poxy McPockface. KSL News Time 5:06. President Biden is asking Congress to step in and avoid a possible national rail strike.
President Biden telling Congress that his advisors believe there is no way to prevent a rail strike at the bargaining table, so he wants the House and Senate to pass a law that adopts the tentative agreement that unions and rail companies reached last September. 8 of the 12 rail companies have already approved the contract. 4 haven't. President Biden saying, as a proud pro-labor president, it's hard for him to override the bargaining, but a rail shutdown would hurt millions of Americans.
That's ABC's Andy Field in Washington. For decades, an old stone building stood atop Brian Head Peak, but no more. As the November snows fell, wintry wind kicked up and blew the roof off the landmark. St. George News reports pieces were found hundreds of feet away. Believe it or not, the damage was discovered by a runner getting in her miles up at 11,000 feet in 6 feet of snow. That is dedication. An iconic Salt Lake City pizza shop is moving. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell has details.
The rumors are true. Salt Lake City's favorite pizza place is closing its downtown store. But don't stress, Big Daddy's Pizza is only moving. This is because the plot of land the current pizza shop sits on has been bought and has plans to be developed into an apartment complex. According to the owners, the new store location is going to be less than a mile away, on 800 South and 170 East.
We could debate who has the best pizza, but for Big Daddy, the new location is looking to open the first week of January. KSL News Time 5:08. This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. Even before the first flash sale, we've been hearing that Cyber Monday should be about 15% bigger than last year, which begs the question, were you shopping at work today? Come on, raise your hand, the one that clicks the Buy Now button. Come on.
My mama told me you better shop around.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But it's not just Monday anymore. 2 out of every 3 people will Christmas shop from work this Cyber Week.
There's some things that I want you to know now.
Here's one of them. Half of all companies monitor employees' computers for signs of too much shopping. 1 out of every 8 companies has fired someone for excessive shopping. Is your company one of them? Maybe you'll find out tomorrow morning. Who knows, right?
Don't you be sold on the very first one.
Fewer and fewer companies are actually disturbed by shopping on the job. The HR Gazette, it's a blog for HR professionals. It instructs bosses, keep things in perspective. Your staff may spend a few hours on holiday shopping, but in order to make employees more productive, you have to meet their needs. And at holiday time, discount shopping is a need, right?
You better shop around.
The HR Gazette advises employers, don't block shopping sites. Instead, give your workers an extended lunch break to get their shopping done. It'll boost morale. And folks, if you want to avoid trouble, just do the shopping on your phone.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together were brought to you by Triple Rewards for Mountain America. Let's get right to it. Len Thomas.
We got a fresh call from Traffic Trooper Nick reporting that southbound I-15 is slogging from Bangor over the point of the mountain at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. It takes about 20 minutes from Bangor to Thanksgiving Point. Otherwise, there's a crash in the same area, southbound I-15, affecting that. That's 152nd South. That is on the right shoulder. And then another crash is northbound I-15 at 2100 South. Out on the east belt, there's one at 4500 South on the ramp as you head southbound. So you've got slowing on the east belt. I-15 starting to turn into a slow roll as you make your way southbound. And the 201 is also slow, I-15 out to 5600 West. Mark?
Well, we got a lot of backups out west, including Mountain View Corridor all the way. Same with Bangor Highway, both sides. Wrecks, problems, slowdowns between SR 201 and I-15. Redwood Road, awful, anywhere south of Riverton. I-80's got slowdowns westbound, SR 201 to Lake Point. SR 36 is bad through Erta going southbound. I-15 northbound delays in Utah County prior to SR 92 to Point of the Mountain. Steve.
Looks like the snow's kicking up again. Northbound 15, heavy and slow with a crash at 21st South. Another one at 10th North as you leave downtown, adding to those delays between downtown and Ogden. Another wreck in Davis County at 5600 South there at the exit by Hill Air Force Base. Plus backups and brake lights on southbound 15 in Davis County between Layton and Lagoon. A slow ride on the 215 West Belt both ways between California Avenue and 1700 North. And northbound Legacy still jammed up and slow between the 215 Belt and Centerville. Come see the Festival of Trees November 30th to December 3rd. Bring the patients at Primary Children's Hospital. A holiday full of hope. FestivalOfTreesUtah.org. Steve Carlson at the KSL Traffic Center.
The KSL hourly forecast has cloudy skies with snow falling in the 5 o'clock hour, temperatures in the low 30s. We're going to stay this way right on through 6, 7, 8, and 9. Things will start to lighten up just a little bit after 10 o'clock, and then some lake effect snow bands will keep that snow going through early on Tuesday. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It is snowing up and down the Wasatch Front. In Ogden, 30 degrees. Provo has 33. Salt Lake City, light snow, 29 degrees. KSL News Time, 5:12. And we go in depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, if sweet caffeinated drinks are your guilty pleasure during the holidays, you might want to keep a few things in mind. Now, this is according to dietitians. They say consume that peppermint latte before noon. They say many of these festive drinks, in addition to the excessive sugar, also contain caffeine, and that's not a good recipe for sleep. It's also not a good idea to drink them on an empty stomach. That puts you at risk of a sugar crash. These sugar-laden beverages are best consumed with or just after a meal. That way, the protein and fiber consumed at the meal will help slow digestion and stabilize your blood sugar and energy levels. Plus, more stable blood sugar in the morning means that you're less likely to crave those sugary, unhealthy foods throughout the day. You also might want to consider your sugary caffeinated drink as a pre-fuel workout. There is strong research that shows caffeine can help fuel activities such as cardiovascular exercise or weightlifting, and the same is true for drinks like hot chocolate. The sugar in hot chocolate can help fuel a workout and help you recover from it. Jeff? Huh.
Sensible eating and drinking for the holidays. Who'd have thunk?
Mm-hmm.
KSL News Time 5:13. The Artemis mission is now setting new records right now. The Orion capsule is flying around the moon today. The spacecraft, on its unmanned test flight, flew 270,000 miles beyond Earth, the furthest distance any spacecraft designed to carry humans has ever gone.
Artemis is paving the way to live and work in deep space, in a hostile environment, to invent, to create, and ultimately to go on with humans to Mars.
That's NASA Administrator Bill Nelson. The capsule is expected to pass another big test enduring extremely high temperatures during reentry to Earth before splashing down here December 11th. trending on social media. An orange tabby cat who tried to sneak into his owner's luggage was rescued by the TSA. Smells the cat, that's his name, Smells, somehow got checked into a suitcase bound from New York to Orlando. There's no word whether he was planning to hit up Disney World in pursuit of a certain mouse. Instead, thanks to a TSA x-ray, Smells enjoyed his Thanksgiving dinner at home in Brooklyn, and Mickey and Minnie are safe from the threat. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
police say there's no threat at Granger Elementary School. A teacher had called 911, but they only discovered that it was actually a science experiment in another class. Still, hundreds of parents are here to pick up their kids. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Cobain.
Second, a pilot is just fine today after his plane crashed in the mountains of Weber County. He had to walk 2 hours to get cell service and call for help. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
As the next wave of this storm hits again, traffic is bogging in many, many areas, but one of the slowest spots is southbound I-15 right now as you make your way from Bangor Highway around the point of the mountain down to Lehigh. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
A cold front delivering snow pounding northern Utah, and the trend holds through the night. I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now, 30 degrees in Salt Lake City. It is snowing. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After 3 years of COVID lockdowns in China, the biggest protests seen in that country in decades. And those demonstrations are having an impact here in the U.S.
China's lockdown exhaustion protests and production issues are making it tougher to get needed products into the U.S.
COVID absolutely has had an impact on the global economy. Certainly it's had an impact on supply chains.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby again pointing to the pandemic and Russia's Ukraine invasion for continued inflation and weaker economic forecasts. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden is now officially calling on Congress to intervene in the rail labor dispute. Biden says while he's pro-labor, the economic impact of a shutdown will hurt millions of other working people and families. Eight rail unions have ratified their deals, but the remaining four are back at the table. Deadline to avoid a strike December 9th. The 19-year-old white supremacist gunman in the Buffalo supermarket shooting pleading guilty today to murder. Murder is a hate crime and hate-motivated domestic terrorism charges, which carry an automatic sentence of a parole. In the courtroom, Garnell Whitfield, his mother shot and killed in the massacre. Whitfield said it was very difficult to see Peyton Gendron, the admitted killer.
He's a dead man walking. He is literally dead. He's alive, but he's dead spiritually, emotionally. He gave that all up on May 14th. And so he's a shell of a human being.
Mauna Loa is alive, the world's largest active volcano erupting on Hawaii's Big Island. Governor David Ige in the last hour.
Lava flows are not threatening any downslope communities at this time, and all indications are that the eruption will remain in the northeast rift zone.
Still, officials told residents to be ready for that to change. Wall Street, the Dow fell 497 points today. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the in-depth on KSL. Primary Children's Hospital announced this afternoon a surge in nasty bugs like RSV means they're going to have to delay pre-scheduled procedures and surgeries at Primary Children's. Nationwide, kids are visiting emergency rooms in record numbers. Joining us live, Dr. Ellie Brownstein, a pediatrician and the president of the American Academy of Pediatrics Utah chapter. So, Dr. Brownstein, it's early in the flu season, yet we're seeing this surge in cases this year. Why is this?
Well, we normally see RSV, the flu, every year. Typically, it would start closer to, you know, especially RSV, December, January, and we really started in September, October. I don't know that we know exactly why, but one of the big suspicions is we've had people home more, away from each other more, wearing masks as we went through the pandemic. And so we have a group of kids who haven't been exposed to as many bugs, and now they're out in school and visiting each other like they should be, but they're sharing more germs.
So let's talk about RSV. It's a respiratory virus that has a worse effect on our kids. If I get it, you don't even test for it. Nobody worries about it, right?
True. Most adults, it's just a cold. In fact, most kids, it's just a nasty cold. But in a small percentage, it gets into the lower airways and they get something called bronchiolitis. The little airways get irritated and those kids get sicker. And a percentage of those kids will land in the hospital and need support or help from us to make it through.
So a child gets a cold. Parents usually look out, they see the sniffling, they say, here's a baby aspirin, would you like some chicken soup? When does it become serious? What are you watching for before you head to the ER?
Well, one quickie first, we don't give kids aspirin because it can lead to another problem, but Tylenol or Motrin are just fine.
Thank you.
Breathing problems. So if your kid is working hard to breathe, breathing fast, pulling in so you see their ribs, working hard to breathe, that's a sign that we have a problem and that kid should be seen. Another biggie that will get kids in trouble is not drinking enough. We often don't want to eat very much when we don't feel well, and I don't worry so much if they're not eating their food as much, but if they're not drinking, they can get dehydrated, and that's another sign that they're in trouble.
Thanks so much, and for the aspirin advice especially. Dr. Ellie Brownstein, pediatrician and president of the American Academy of Pediatrics Utah chapter. Thanks a lot.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.